Next item, please.
Item 1086, request of Eli Spivak to address council regarding historic districts.
Good morning, sir. It's good to see you.
Good morning. I'm Eli Spivak, and I'm an amateur historian right now. Thinking about the housing crisis, I go back to World War II sometimes, where Portland had a last big housing crisis. 194,000 people came to Oregon, 150,000 of them working in 85 shipyards. We had a huge housing crisis, and we responded quickly. In 1941, we created the Housing Authority. In 1942, we have the War Housing Code, which is 6 pages, and it seriously made it more easy. It made it much easier to internally divide existing homes, and it loosened building codes. And in rereading it, on page 6, I found something which was curious to me, and I printed this out. If you could put it up on there on the map, there's an exception. There's a lot of support back then to increase housing options so people could live. But they didn't apply in single-family zones, Class 1 residential zones. So it got me curious, what parts of the city have effectively figured out how to not be part of that response to a housing crisis? And so I pull out the old zoning code map, and you can see on the next page, single-family zoning pre-World War II, and did a little color by number. Back then, they marked by little dots the single-family areas, and the yellow areas are the areas that were zoned single-family back then. So those are the areas of Portland that didn't really participate in the first response to a housing crisis. So fast forward 75 years to today. And if you look at those yellow areas, those tend to be some of the affluent parts of Portland. We now have historic landmark designations for individual properties I strongly support. But for districts, I have some questions. And it seems like there might be a trend, if you look at the areas I drew in where we have landmark districts, that they tend to overlap pretty well with some of the areas that were protected from being part of the housing solution 75 years ago. It's obviously not the same people. People don't live that long. And there are obviously good reasons for protecting historic homes. But if it turns out that the new land use tool du jour becomes an historic district, which makes it harder to build any new housing, there's no by right process of doing it. In fact, you can't even use housing in those areas to meet our goal 10 supply demand because you can only do it through discretionary process. Then we've got an equity issue. And I think that I'm concerned as new landmark districts get proposed that the correlation between the landmark district and the affluence of the neighborhood might be much closer than the correlation between the landmark district and the number of historic structures in that area. So the last page I showed is historic resource inventory, and I can only do a screenshot, but you can see that there's landmark buildings all over the city, all over, everywhere. And there's maybe a loose concentration in the areas where they're designated districts, but I think that before we go creating more districts, we should figure out whether there's an equity issue that we're perpetuating here. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.